I'd been curious about what had been published in the United States in the Welsh language. And I was aware over the years about a newspaper called Y Drych, The Mirror, started in New York about 9 months before the New York Times. The column in Columbia out of Kansas, but it was very obscure as to the amount of books which had been published over here. So I started to try and compile a list, and I eventually came up with about 350 books, and about half of them at the Harvard Library. The names of former owners were written inside the front cover, and I started seeing it more and more. David Thomas, and a gift from Coal Creek, Tennessee, that because the name changed to Lake City in the 1930s, I couldn't even find Coal Creek for the longest of times. And at least then I knew where he was coming from. And indeed, he turned out to be a miner here and his father before him.
The groups of Welsh who came here from Pennsylvania, did they come specifically to mine coal?
As far as the Knoxville area is concerned, there had been a John H. Jones, I think, with the mill, iron mill, which had come from Pennsylvania before the Civil War. And a lot of the problem was you didn't have the railroad, the roads were bad, coal is pretty heavy to transport, iron ore, the same thing, and it didn't get it quite all together. And the mill was eventually moved about 50 miles to bring it into Knoxville itself. That's the main reason they came to the Knoxville area. Well, then you're faced with having 1 ton of iron. You consume 3 tons of coal to produce it. So they had to try and find the coal somewhere. And that's how they ended up in Coal Creek.
So mining was really the background of the majority of the Welsh who came?
Well, you had two sets of people in the 1800s, and the other was the farming side. And if you recall that in that era, a good half of the population still made their living off the land. So they formed like colonies of farms all together. In Ohio, there was one in southern Ohio. Later on, as the land became more expensive in Ohio, they went to Wisconsin, crossed to Minnesota, Iowa, Kansas.
Can you talk a little bit, just briefly, about the history of Mechanicsville?
That's where the mill was located. They added a lot of other places like the furnaces to purify the iron and things like that. The different people there had a little bit of money. They bought a plot of land to build their homes. So they were all concentrated relatively close to the mill. And then from about 1873, I think, they built their own church there. Before that, they used to borrow a room or a cellar from an existing church. But the singing was so great that some of the congregation for the main church come for the singing. They understood not a word of the sermon. And they had to move the service into the main church to accommodate these non-well-speaking participants in the service.
Eirig Davies is in the Celtic Department at Harvard University. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.